American Airlines flight cancellations passed the 2,000 mark. Midwest Airlines furloughs pilots and cuts routes. And customers line up for compensation from Boeing over Dreamliner delays. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, April 11th, 2008. For the third consecutive day, American Airlines scrapped a large chunk of its domestic schedule on Thursday due to ongoing inspections to its fleet of aging MD-82 and MD-83 short-haul airliners. It all started on Tuesday when FAA inspectors found issues with wiring bundles in the jet's main gear wells. American had claimed inspections had been completed 2 weeks before. American canceled 500 flights on Tuesday, 1,000 on Wednesday, and CNN reports 900 more flights were scrubbed on Thursday as work continues to verify the wiring inspections mandated under a 2006 airworthiness directive. American has offered displaced passengers ticket refunds, vouchers, and compensation for overnight stays. This episode is going to turn out to be a very expensive chapter for the carrier. American flies over 300 MD-80 series narrow-body airliners, serving a substantial majority of the carrier's domestic schedule. Reports surfaced on Thursday that Midwest Airlines is dropping some pilot jobs and canceling several routes. WTMJ-TV reports some of the cancellations will be only temporary, while the carrier inspects its 13-plane fleet of MD-80 airliners for the same kinds of issues that have plagued American. Others will apparently be permanent as the carrier battles high fuel costs. Pilots at the airline say they started getting email notices about looming layoffs on Wednesday night. So far, the airline has not confirmed the reports publicly. As ANN reported, a team comprised of Northwest Airlines and a Texas-based private equity firm purchased Midwest last year. That deal was formally approved by regulators on February 1st. Reuters reports airlines lined up on Thursday for compensation after Boeing's Wednesday announcement of another six-month delay in development of the 787 Dreamliner. All Nippon Airways, the first carrier scheduled to get the new plane, is reportedly on a list which already includes Air New Zealand, Qantas, Air India, Japan Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, and British Airways. Delays in getting the 787 are more costly now that oil is trading consistently above $100 a barrel. Japan Airlines CEO Haruka Nishimatsu observed, quote, "The 787 is an extremely fuel-efficient aircraft. A delay will impact us significantly," unquote. Northwest Airlines tells Forbes the U.S. Department of Transportation has tentatively approved its application for six-way antitrust immunity with its SkyTeam Alliance partners, Delta, Air France, KLM, Alitalia, and CSA Czech Airlines. The decision allows the airline group to coordinate transatlantic schedules and services following the March 30th start of the Open Skies Agreement between the U.S. and Europe. Northwest says that agreement will allow it to increase capacity on transatlantic flights. Up next on ANN, the Pentagon tells Congress it has contained F-35 cost overruns. The U.S. Air Force and Navy say there'll be 900 fighter planes short of what they need. And runway status lights will get a test at Logan. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 11th, 2008. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Pentagon officials and Lockheed Martin are moving to assure both the U.S. Congress and the nation's allies that cost overruns in the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter project are now under control. The Orlando Sentinel reports delays in the project still make some allies nervous. The F-35 development and production costs are currently projected at about $299 billion U.S. That's up $37 billion from original estimates 8 years ago. But government auditors have been skeptical of the military's projections. Garrick Nagai, an industry analyst for Frost & Sullivan, says in addition to worries over ballooning costs, delays are prompting Australia to consider other stealth fighter options to upgrade its fleet. Quote, "When you hear talk like that, it can jeopardize the entire program, which is supposed to be an international effort," unquote. The Government Accountability Office still claims design and manufacturing problems will likely trigger further cost overruns. Officials of the U.S. Air Force and Navy have warned Congress the Pentagon's future fighter fleet may be 900 fighters short of what it will need by about 2020. Defense News reports senior Air Force leaders have butted heads with Deputy Defense Secretary Gordon England over the issue of how much is enough. The service wants about 380 F-22 Raptors. The Pentagon is holding firm to current plans to buy just 183. Maintaining an adequate production rate of the behind-schedule Joint Strike Fighter is another source of concern. Officials of both services have told Congress they'll conduct reviews in an effort to determine how to manage anticipated shortages of aircraft. The Navy expects to have sufficient data on its gap by the end of the summer. Technology that warns pilots about potential runway hazards will be tested at Boston Logan International Airport starting in November 2009, with a $5 million cost to be shared by the FAA and the Massachusetts Port Authority. Pilots and ground vehicle operators approaching a runway equipped with runway status lights will see red lights illuminated if the airport's ground surveillance radar detects traffic on or approaching that runway. Clearance to cross or enter a runway will have to be received from air traffic control, even after the warning lights are no longer illuminated. The system's in place now at Dallas-Fort Worth and San Diego at non-intersecting runways, and has improved runway safety without reducing capacity or increasing controller workload. The test at Logan will be the first involving intersecting runways. The concept for runway status lights was developed at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Evidence suggests a bird strike is what downed a University of North Dakota plane last October 23rd. UND Aerospace Dean Bruce Smith told the Associated Press this week, a large dent on the aircraft's left wing and another on the empennage suggests the aircraft collided with a sizable bird before the accident. Goose remains were also found on the wreckage. The Piper PA-44 Seminole Twin crashed in a marsh in central Minnesota. Lost in the accident were student Adam Ostapenko and instructor Annette Klosterman. The pilots did not report any difficulties or anomalies prior to the accident. The NTSB's probable cause report is expected later this year. Still ahead, Eads Sakata unveils a new look for the TBM 850. EAA takes the Ford Trimotor on tour. And Falcon Field in Mesa, Arizona plans a Warbird weekend. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, April 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In Lakeland this week, Eads Sakata unveiled a new paint scheme for its TBM 850 turboprop single with a special display. Nicholas Chabert, the president of Eads Sakata North America, said the performance-oriented look highlights the lines of the plane, but notes, quote, "The best of this new business aircraft is on the inside," unquote. Upgrades in the 2008 variant of Eads Sakata's popular TBM 850 include an integrated all-glass flight deck based on the Garmin G1000. EID Cicada bills its TBM 850 as the world's fastest single turboprop aircraft, with a maximum ISA cruise speed of 320 knots true at flight level 260. The Experimental Aircraft Association says it will take its restored 1929 Ford Trimotor airliner on an 8-city, 5-state tour starting May 30th. The tour includes opportunities to see and ride in the world's first mass-produced airliner. It begins in Detroit and continues through Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois through June and early July. Some of the airports on the tour likely first saw a Ford Trimotor 80 years ago. EAA's Tin Goose underwent a 12-year restoration beginning in the 1970s, and since the mid-80s, it has been based at the EAA Museum's historic Pioneer Airport. This is a facility that's a faithful recreation of an early aerodrome, including its 2,000-foot grass airstrip. 15-minute flights are available for $50 or $40 for EAA members. A secure flight reservation system and complete information are available through eaa.org. Warbirds and restored military vehicles will be on display this weekend in Mesa, Arizona, at historic Falcon Field. Local veterans are invited to attend to share their stories. In attendance will be the North American B-25H Mitchell Medium Bomber Barbie 3 of the Warbirds Unlimited Foundation, the new Douglas C-47 Skytrain from the Wings of Flight Foundation, several North American AT-6 Texan trainers, the North American P-51D Mustang, a Cessna UC-78, Beechcraft Staggerwing, and more. Flights aboard selected aircraft will be available for an additional donation. The Wings Over Anzio event is being organized and sponsored by Wings of Flight Foundation, Warbirds Unlimited Foundation, and Wingspan Air. And finally, USA Today reports 10 days of chaos at Heathrow Airport's new Terminal 5 has prompted British Airways to delay moving the rest of its flights to and from the U.S. into that new facility. Originally, the plan was to have passengers on all the airline's long international flights through Heathrow fly in and out of Terminal 5 starting April 30th. But within hours of its opening, March 27th, the terminal's high-tech baggage system crashed, losing or misdirecting thousands of bags. More than 400 flights have been canceled or delayed, hundreds of passengers stranded. The airline says it's already lost an estimated $32 million in that debacle. Chris Reed, an analyst at Deutsche Bank, warns investors that disruptions could drag into the summer, and the cost could hit $300 million if baggage problems persist and the system needs to be rebuilt. Some costs are going to be hard to estimate. Some frequent international business flyers say they're already avoiding booking travel with BA whenever possible. And that's the latest from Aero News. Well, almost all of it. We want to pass on our congratulations to ANN Managing Editor Rob Finfrock, who is now a sport pilot. Congratulations on the check ride, Rob. Don't forget to check out today's ANN special feature. Today, my guest is retired Chicago O'Hare Air Traffic Controller Bob Richards, the author of Secrets from the Tower. We'll discuss Bob's book and get his perspective on some of the major issues facing the U.S. air traffic control system. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.